I was unable to read or write when I left.
Such was how poor your education was.
Oh, yes.
And you do write, you say, I remember seeing a picture of a toothbrush and thinking that somebody must be very rich to afford one.
Oh, yes, it had nothing like that.
Nothing at all?
Oh, no. That was always for other people, not for people like us.
Did you then, I mean, there must have been a moment when the penny dropped and you realised that actually what was happening to you wasn't right, or did it not?
No. Oddly, it never occurred. The only thing that occurred to me as a child was I couldn't understand why adopted children or foster children didn't have aunts or brothers or uncles or aunts and didn't have parties like other children would have.
So what happened? Did you get to a point where you thought, right, I left school at 13, I'm going to get away as quickly as I can?
I always had it in my mind because being in Ireland, funnily enough, contrary to all the troubles and stuff in Northern Ireland, there was always people going and coming from the UK, and it sounded like a good idea. I got it in my head that if I ever could, that's what I would do. And I saved every penny I could from a very small child, and I ended up getting on a boat when I was 18.
With just £10 in your pocket?
£10 in my pocket, yeah.
And you couldn't read or write, so applying for jobs was very difficult.
It was a nightmare.
How did you manage?
With a win and a prayer, I suppose. when I'd go in for an interview and somebody would say, you know, give me a handful of papers to fill in, I wouldn't wait to have any more about it. I was gone. Right. I had such shame about it that I couldn't possibly concentrate on saying, hang on, I'd need help doing that.
But you did manage.
What happened, I left those jobs, I couldn't get them jobs. So I ended up getting jobs where I didn't need to do that. There was more menial labouring type jobs, and they didn't go for jobs, and it didn't matter so much.
I mean, it is remarkable that you sit here talking about this, and, you know, by now you're in your 20s, and yet here you are, you've written two books, Destiny Unknown, A True Life Story, and Hannah's Shame. Someone turned your life around at 24.
24, 25, I met my current wife, Carol, a wonderful person, and she didn't question my background. She knew I if there's anything needed to do with paper, I would need her, and after that there wasn't a problem. But whenever we went to Ireland on holidays with her, she had the same interest and thirst to track down my real family, and we spent most of our courting and early married life on that trail.
And did you track down your biological parents?
Yes, I did.
And?
I tracked down my mother when I was 27, and bless her, she's still alive today.
Yeah.
And she's lives on a big estate near Dorchester. But of course, my mother was a victim of what happened as well.
Do you still have a relationship with
her? None at all.
None at all with your biological mother?
No, my mother says that she can't turn the clock back.
That must have been very hard.
Well, that's how they were raised in those days. They'd say, well, pull your socks up, you know, and
but
get over it.
But the fact that she doesn't want a relationship.
No, not at all. But that's quite common, I've come across. It's not as rare as you might think. You see, those people's lives were wrecked and they thought, well, I can't put it back. I can't live what I wanted to live. I'm not going to pretend.
Have you ever gone back to those foster parents who treated you so cruelly?
Well, to be very honest with you, my foster parents were the only mother and father I knew. So it was no problem me going back. I loved my mother and father.
Despite all the things they did?
I never come into the reckoning. I had no other... Of course, my mother died when I was 10. My foster mother did. But I went back regularly and sent money back to my foster father and would have died for him.
Despite the fact that earlier you were saying that, you know, his boot would be...
Oh, yes.
..be on your bum and you'd be up in the air.
I'd be able.
And the leather strap would...
Yeah. Belt, a big belt by probably 2 or 3 inches wide.
It would seem then that forgiveness is very big for you. It has to be, surely.
No, I don't think that. I mean, I never was in a decision, do I forgive or do I forget or do I not? I never had that decision to make. As far as I was concerned, they were my parents, the only parents I ever knew, and that was that. I mean, whatever they'd done to me, they'd done to me. But it never changed my love and my respect. I mean, when I go back to Ireland, I'm going back on the 19th of May, I won't leave Ireland without seeing their grave.
How does it make you feel that abuse in Catholic homes has been compensated for and apologies have now been made?
Well, I'm very happy and pleased that that's happening, but it's not as clear cut as what people think in that area, in terms of there's a lot of Catholic people not getting justice. But at least there are people fighting for them. What bothers me is for people like me, non-Catholics, and there is nobody in Ireland that's representing them, people. And the way the Irish have done it, they've done it very cleverly, because in Ireland, if you wanted to know what religion a person were, you wouldn't ask them. You would ask them what school they went to. Mm. So they've done this readdress bill by schools. And, of course, they've excluded the home that I was born in. And they've put all the excuses up. But I've won all the arguments. The amount of stuff I've uncovered, and it's just breathtaking. You think you've got to the bottom and it couldn't get any worse. But it gets worse every time you dig.
You can learn more about Derek's stories, Hannah's Shame and Destiny Unknown, the two books. Derek, it's been a real pleasure. I feel there's lots more that we need to talk about, but the time's beaten me.
Yeah. Can you give my website out?
I can indeed.
Please?
Yeah.
It's all the W's, dot Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Leinster, different spelling, L-E-I-N-S-T-E-R.com.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Derek, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.